Let us pray. Almighty God, may the grace of God abound in our minds and souls. May we draw near to you and from all wanderings of mind, that with stable and reliable thoughts and enlightened affection, we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Hear now, O God. Amen. I read a story in a Christian magazine a few weeks ago when I was in my doctor's office about a woman who was shamed and brought closer to God by someone the world would overlook. She wrote, "We are the only family with children in the restaurant. I sat Eric, my son, in a high chair. I noticed that everyone was quietly eating and talking. Suddenly, Eric squeaked and grinned and said, 'Hi there.' He wiggled and giggled with merriment at a man with a tattered rag of clothes, dirty looking, greasy, and torn clothes. His pants were baggy with a zipper of hard mask, and his toes poked off his shoes. His shirt was dirty, and his hair looked uncombed and unwashed. He was too far to smell, but he smelled if I got closer to him. His hand waved at my baby. 'Hi there, baby. Big boy, I see you, Buster,' the man said to Eric. My husband and I did not know what to do. Eric continued to laugh and answered, 'Hi there,' to this old man. Finally, our meal came, and the drunken started shouting across the room, talking to my baby, 'Do you know patty cake? Do you know peekaboo?' My husband and I were so ashamed. Eric, on the other hand, was running through his repertoire of tricks, which admires to this bomb. We finally got through our meal. My husband went to pay. Eric and I headed for the door. The old man was poised between me and the door. I uttered a prayer, 'Lord, just let me out of here before he speaks to me again and my baby.' As I drew close to this man, I turned my back, trying to sidestep him and avoid any air he might be breathing. As I did, Eric leaned over my shoulder, reaching out with both arms in pick-me-up style to this old, ragged man. Before I could stop my son, he was already in his arms. This old, ragged man picked my son up and propelled him on his arms and started patting his back. The man's eyes was closed, and I saw tears running down his eyes. His aged hand full of grief, pain, and hard labor, so gently cradled my baby. He said to me, 'Please take care of this baby.' Somehow, I managed to say, 'I will.' I received my baby and walked to the car crying. And my husband did not understand why I was crying. And I said, 'My God, my God, forgive me.' The ragged old man unwittingly had reminded me, to enter the kingdom of God, we must become as little children. This is one of the promises of God, according to the prophet Isaiah. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lion and will falter together, and the little child will lead them. This little child, the Messiah, the Christ, will shepherd the sheep of the world. Can you relate to the shepherds? They smell like sheep. They slept on the ground. They came from the lower class of society. So why was heaven's glory revealed to a bunch of unwanted and unforgotten shepherds? Of all the people of whom God would have revealed this stirring birth, why choose the shepherds? With all the power brokers in Jerusalem, Caesarea, and Rome, why choose the countryside of the insignificant and tiny village of Bethlehem? What a way to announce the birth of a king. The birth of a king's son is generally made an occasion of public revealing and rejoicing. Why would that happen if CNN was there that night? It would have been a special edition. But the angel came to the shepherds on that cold winter night. The announcement of the birth of the Prince of Peace was made privately at night. Let us mark whom the message first came to, that Christ was born. They were shepherds abiding in the field near Bethlehem, keeping watch over their flocks by night. It was not announced to priests and rulers, but shepherds proclaiming, "Unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Where were these shepherds giving the sacred news? These were the Bethlehem shepherds, the shepherds who raised the sheep as offered at Passover. So even in Jesus' birth, we are reminded of Jesus' sacrificial death. Abraham, Moses, and David were all shepherds. And the same tradition, the master shepherd of the sheep, just was born. The shepherds of the shepherds was born. There is a connection between shepherding and the life ministry of Jesus Christ. Moses was called while he was shepherding the flock of his father Jethro when he experienced the presence of God in the burning bush. David was shepherd boy when he was anointed by Samuel as king of Israel. He rose from shepherding the shepherds of a sheep to shepherding the people of Israel. The image of a shepherd is the image Jesus chose to use for his example of a leader. One who pastors, who shepherds his sheep, and even willing to lay down his life for his sheep. The prophet Isaiah foretold that the coming Savior of Israel would be a shepherd to the God's people. He described the Messiah as one who shall feed the flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arms, carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead them and those that will go astray. God is frequently identified as a loving, tender shepherd for his people. Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd to know that he knows us and he cares for us and he will not abandon us and he's always willing to lead us. Christ embraced the description as a shepherd, calling himself the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own sheep. and they know me. He longs to bless us and make our lives full. He wants us in his presence, and he will always deal with us lovingly. So when the glory of Jesus' birth was announced, it was announced to the shepherds. When the angels appeared to the shepherds in the field so long ago, the shepherds had a frightening moment of disbelief that turned into deep knowing. A knowing that they must make a journey to see the newborn Jesus. It is believed that these shepherds were just ordinary people doing their ordinary work like they always do every day. Like those ordinary shepherds long time ago, we too can listen to the sacred knowing within us to change our plans, to change our very lives, and seek what matters most in the lives of our community, the lives of our country, and above all, the lives of our church. When we honor our own wisdom, we own deep knowing, the knowledge, the work of the sacred that is within us. Do you have a hard time relating to people like the shepherds? Do you relate more to those who do the overlooking than those who are overlooked? Do you relate more to the social elite or the upper middle class professionals? Are you like the woman in the story in the restaurant that did not want her son to get closer to the old raggedy man? God wants us to remember that we are all equal in his eyes. No social levels. God is calling you to honor the overlooked. Look for ways to reach out to those who the world is ignoring. Look out for ways to get close to the world's ignores, as the shepherds were ignored those days. But God chose them to bring this wonderful news to us that we are going to celebrate. Glory to God in high, and on earth, peace to all of you. Amen.